Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings, brothers and sisters. On behalf of the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, I give warm congratulations to the incoming chair, my sister from the CARICOM region, Ambassador June Suma, and my deepest congratulations and gratitude to Ms. Epsi Campbell for an outstanding tenure as inaugural chair. Thank you so much for your work. We are gathered here in the forum of our dreams. The support evident here in numbers must be translated into action in our respective countries as we action our commitment to eliminate racial discrimination, which has disfigured our world and crippled the development of too many people and societies, including people who enrich those who dare to discriminate against us. We have to insist on our rights in the second decade for people of African descent, which we know must come. We are a civilization. We created so many improvements in our world. We must work for recognition. Recognition is a must. Justice, including reparatory justice, is a must. Development is a must. As some of you know, I was in the chair, as chair of the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, and led the drafting of the Program of Action and the Program of Activities for the International Decade for People of African Descent. I am still here, and I pledge my own support and surge support for the second decade, which is a must. Anti-African discrimination, racism, must disappear from our world. The pigmentocracy must disappear from our world. Because, as His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, and of course taken over by our icon and social conscience, Bob Marley said, until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. And what are we seeing now, as Bob Marley said? War in the North, war in the South, war in the West, war in the East. Time come to end the wars and to live as one civilization. Thank you.